This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Two of the three Republican candidates running to challenge Senator Claire McCaskill in November squared off yesterday in the first of what is sure to be several debates before the primary election. From St. Louis, Rachel Lippman reports.
There is little daylight between former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman and Congressman Todd Akin on the issues, both socially and economically. Both say that gives them an advantage against McCaskill, a Democrat, and Steelman says she has the added benefit of being a Washington outsider.
I am the candidate that the status quo fears the most because I'm going to do what I say I'm going
to
do.
Akin says voters only need to look at his record to see he's not an insider.
The very first vote I took in D.C. was against President Bush's first bill.
Neither candidate mentioned businessman John Bruner, who turned down an invitation to appear at the forum. It was sponsored by the St. Louis Beacon and KTRS. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A Missouri Senate committee is considering a bill designed to block Governor Jay Nixon or any agency under his authority from creating a health insurance exchange. The federal health care law signed by President Obama nearly 2 years ago requires all states to have an online exchange where customers can buy health coverage. States that fail to do so by the year 2014 will have one created for them. Alan LaDage, a retired United Methodist pastor, spoke against the bill yesterday that would forbid the creation of an exchange by executive order.
It limits the ability of our agencies within our state to improve the way in which they can provide services for the people, whatever is then decided at a later time.
The bill is sponsored by GOP Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph. He says only the legislature should have the authority to create a health insurance exchange. Schaff admits, though, to opposing the creation of an exchange. If passed, the bill would bypass the governor's desk and go directly to Missouri voters for approval. Columbia Public Schools is asking voters to approve two tax measures that would eliminate many of the trailers in the district, among other improvements, and simply go toward the district's operating costs. KBIA's Ryan Familiner has details.
The Columbia Public School Board approved the language for a $50 million bond issue that will go on the April 3rd ballot. Among other capital improvements, the money would be used on a new elementary school and on the elimination of at least 28 trailers currently used for classes. Board member Jonathan Sessions says the trailers made sense at one point for the district, but they've become expensive to repair, and the community has stressed concern about their use.
It's the first step of a 10-year plan to eliminate trailers in the Columbia Public Schools. Columbia Public Schools wants to be out of the business of trailers.
Sessions says the next step of that plan would be to ask for another $50 million bond issue in April 2014. But Monday night, the Board of Education also voted to put a 40-cent tax levy on this April's ballot. The ballot language says it would go toward maintaining current programs and staffing due to decreased state and federal funding. Sessions says after the 2012-2013 school year, the district will go into deficit spending and spend down some of its reserves.
We've cut over 240 positions over the past 3 years. We're down to pretty close to the bone in the Columbia Public Schools.
Board documents say the tax levy would generate $8 million annually. Ryan Familiner, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.